USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Republican chair of the House Homeland Security Committee is accusing the head of Homeland Security of dereliction of duty. Tennessee Congressman Mark Green appeared on CNN's State of the Union shortly after DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas reported a 50% drop in border encounters since Title 42 ended on Thursday. Green claims Mayorkas has intentionally violated certain laws. President Biden wants stronger background checks on young gun buyers.
President Biden is calling on states to strengthen background checks for those purchasing guns who are under the age of 21. In an op-ed Sunday in USA Today, he's asking states to pass laws that give the federal background check system access to all records. In doing so, he's hoping to prevent more mass shootings. Biden's plea comes 1 year since 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Donations are pouring in for the legal defense of the Marine veteran accused of killing a homeless man on a New York subway. Daniel Penny is facing second-degree manslaughter charges for allegedly putting Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold earlier this month on a Manhattan subway train. Penny's lawyer says he acted in self-defense and so far has raised over $1 million for his legal defense. Congressman Byron Donalds is blaming President Biden for the debt ceiling crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
The Florida Republican said on Fox News Sunday that the president is leading the U.S. into default by not wanting to negotiate on spending cuts. The House passed a Republican-backed bill which raises the debt limit and cuts spending. Biden met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders last week. Another meeting is scheduled for this week. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Writers Guild of America strike is entering day 13. The strike began after the WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. Thousands of WGA members have been picketing outside Los Angeles area studios, including Universal Studios, Paramount, and the Disney Warner Brothers lot, since the strike began. The Writers Guild of America is seeking changes, including improved compensation increases for writers. Britney Spears says she's done giving concerts. TMZ reporting that although the singer is in the planning stages of a recording comeback, tours or residencies are not going to happen. Sources say Spears has no interest in going back on stage and that the pressure of rehearsals, performances, choreography, and travel is simply too much for her. Guardian appears to be the leader at box office across the nation.
The third installment of the Marvel sci-fi superhero franchise is easily expected to take the weekend crown. Guardians, starring Chris Pratt, set the tempo by tallying more than $15 million on Friday. The Super Mario Brothers movie is projected to hold down second place with another $13 million. The video game adaptation has eclipsed $1 billion globally. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The National Retail Federation estimates that over $35 billion will be spent on gifts and outings for mom this year. Happy Mother's Day. Dave Collins, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.